Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, hello, 3 Days Grace, Matt and Neil. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for doing the Odyssey check-in with me. Super excited to have you on. Super excited to have some new 3 Days Grace, finally.
Oh, well, we're excited to drop it. It's like, you know, it's just been like burning in a hole in our pockets for the last.
Yeah, like money.
Yeah, no, it's and it's like the first song is like super heavy. It's going to be good. We announced some shows today and stuff for next year. So it's go time.
Yeah, that it is go time. I just heard the tune, So-Called Life. It's a jammer. It's got some pump to it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's going to be fun to play live and, you know, play some new stuff live and see people enjoy it that way too.
Yeah. Cause you guys were doing virtual stuff there for a minute, correct?
Yeah. We did a Metallica opening slot for Metallica in drive-in theaters all around US and Canada on, I think it was in 2020, in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, so, COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the last, live-ish type thing we've done.
And how are you guys working out those muscles so you're not so, you know what I mean? Like, playing live for a crowd is not easy. I mean, it's easy, but it's a workout, right? Like, how are you guys preparing for this?
Personally, I start to get on the treadmill about 3 or 4 weeks before and just start running and singing back here in the studio, in my studio behind my house. I start to practice and, get used to screaming. But I've been doing vocal lessons for a long time. I do them every week. So, but there's nothing close to being on stage and screaming for a bunch of people. So I try to get that the closest here I can.
And Neil, you of course being the drummer, that's always in shape, right? I mean, like, how do you not?
Well, sometimes it's a bit of a stretch, but it's a rude awakening when you like go back to the first show and you're like, oh man, I was, you know, I should have been a little more diligent or whatever. But a lot of it is just, you kind of have to do a little bit every day. And just not just the physical part, but just like dexterity and making sure that you kind of, you know, are musical and, we haven't been able to jam in a long time, but before we go out on the road, we're going to like hammer down and muscle memory comes into play and then you get into the pocket and then you're excited about the first show and, you know, and then you're into a groove.
And then people, right? Because we haven't seen people. And I mean, and in large, especially you guys,
we always say that where like, it's interesting, like a live show is about, we're up there pushing electrical energy out into the masses and into the people, but the crowd kind of pushes that energy back onto the stage. So it's kind of like a push pull trade. And I think that's like the magic of like a powerful live concert. And it feels great off the stage when you can see everybody, you know, just reacting to it and like kind of it's this, you know, it's just awesome experience that we've been missing for a couple of years now.
Yeah. So you're going out with Godsmack. That's just been announced. That's got to be exciting to not only go out, but go out big. You guys are going out big with, you know, a nice tour.
Yeah.
And a headline tour too, Matt, right? Not just Godsmack, but you got your own deal.
Yeah, we have a few headlining shows in between to fill in. But we love the guys in Godsmack. Actually, our old tour manager works for Godsmack now, so we haven't seen him for a minute. So it'll be nice to see him, too.
I think the last time I saw you guys for sure face-to-face was at the Hard Rock. We shot Pool together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I think Godsmack was – I think you guys were with Godsmack then, so – it's
who
nice
won? Who did you like? Because I
kicked your ass. Let's not worry about it. I don't need to bring up bad memories. I'm sorry, but I did whoop your ass.
Yeah. I'm not a shark. in pool. Anyway. Yeah, no, it's going to be cool. Like it's cool. Like the first set of shows for us are just massive shows. Like,
so it goes from us just hanging out
and not seeing anybody to like, boom, here we go. Like everything goes off and yeah, it's going to be like, we're counting down the days.
And you guys being in Canada and like other members being here in the States, the last 2 years, roughly, you really haven't seen each other outside of maybe like this, correct?
Well, we went down and met in Los Angeles so we could, you know, we shot a video and we did some photos and things like that. But other than that, yeah, it's been over Zoom, but we were lucky because we kind of had a jump start on things because, you know, Barry had decided to, go and spend pretty much move down to Indiana. And so we knew that, and we were planning on taking 2020 off anyways before COVID hit. So we were very sort of fortunate, that we had, you know, we had our remote sort of collaboration game together ahead of time and that we were planning on not touring in 2020 anyways. So just, we kind of threw some, you know, long distance technology and, you know, some of us are kind of computer geeks and such. We figured a way to be able to like feel like everyone was in the same room. And when someone was working on something musically, on Pro Tools or Logic or whatever digital sort of workstation you want to make music on, we found a way that you could basically stream that in like full quality, no latency, so that everyone could be in their own studios and it would feel like we're in the same room together. And you know, add that plus this kind of thing, what we're doing right now with you know, the video conferencing thing, and we were able to just like get a vibe and make it happen.
COVID was tough for a lot of people, obviously, and it created some very good music. I've heard a lot of artists who have put out their music over the last few months that come from COVID. And it's, you know, that's one of the good things is this metal, this music, this sort of aggression that's coming out, I think is good for rock and roll. So for me, I'm like, well, COVID had some positives. What was one of the big positives for you guys? Not just as Three Days Grace, but as men.
Just like, I think around the, like, I ended up building some stuff that I wouldn't have, built. And, I actually had a kid, my firstborn son.
Wow. Okay.
8 months ago. I've never done that before. Well, yeah,
you got to be I've home, be a dad.
Before, but never had a kid. So that's new for me.
Your first time building stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, that's awesome. So now you got to be a stay-at-home dad, which may not have been.
Yeah. It would have been a lot tougher out on the road. So, yeah.
How about you, Neil?
I bought a sick boat and I sailed the friggin' Great Lakes, and it was awesome. And you know, I took the family and learned like a ton about just boating and like just chart. I don't know. I turned into like a boat nerd, I guess. And I just like, it was a dream that I had for 20 years. And I figured like, if there's any time to do it, we live right on Lake Ontario. Where we live is just the gateway to all these beautiful lakes and waterways and all this stuff. And so I just like, I said, you know, I finally said, screw it, and just went for it. And it was probably the worst investment I've ever made. Cause it's like boat stands for breakout another thousand.
Yeah.
But like, it was such an experience, and it's like kind of bucket list stuff. And so, I was very fortunate to, and I got my keyboard, like nice. Goes with me everywhere. So I was still kind of working, you know, no matter what we're doing, doesn't matter. We're all still sort of working together on music, you know?
Yeah.
So that's been something that, and we realized that we were capable of doing that without necessarily being in the same room, you know?
I think that was one of the biggest lessons about COVID, right? Is we learned how to be with each other when we couldn't be with each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. I think it was a nice reset for everybody, for me as well, you know, and I learned a lot of new things that had nothing to do with music, had nothing to do with what I've been doing with my life. So I like to ask you guys, like, what did you learn that had nothing to do with anything you thought you'd ever learn? And boating, I guess, Neil, was yours, and being a dad?
Yeah.
For you or anything else, Matt?
Well, the year before, I actually built a, 200 foot zip line in my backyard.
Okay.
over a pond. The first year, I was just like, "Well, okay, summer's off. What am I gonna do?" So we built this massive zip line, and then the next year, I had a kid. So.
And you're an adventurer, then I take it.
Yeah,
you're like totally. Extreme sport guy.
I would. Yeah, I gotta go skydiving. I'm afraid of heights, but like I kind of get over it. Like I'm sure if I was up high, I want to skydive at some point. I don't know if tandem skydiving doesn't look fun to me, but I guess I'd do it just to, you know, feel what it's like to be up there. But
can you wait to do that till the next tour's over?
Yeah,
like,
just, got,
let's get some
18 months. Wait 18 months, Matt.
I'll just start doing bungee jumping and skydiving.
Yeah,
you're a nut. I love it. 3 days, Grace. The new track is out now. So Called Life. The new album is not titled yet, or is it? Because I don't see a title.
We do have one. Yeah, it's called Explosions.
Explosions. Okay. And that's coming out in
May.
May. I knew it was I knew it was a month that started with an M.
One of those. Yeah.
On it.
There's only two, isn't there?
Yes, it was either March or May.
You got it, Movember.
Movember, you're right. But my scribble over here was a short word, so it was either, this is either May or March. My own writing, I can't read. On the road with Godsmack as well in the spring, and it's really good to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for doing the Odyssey check-in.
Well, and thank you for just being rad to us for all the years and stuff. And it's cool. We don't take it for granted, you know?
We appreciate you, man. We always do. We appreciate the good music and we appreciate the good vibes. And you guys are just cool. So we love you.